light Josh, and then so Brittany's sitting there, and Mara's like, I think it needs to go to the left a little bit. My brother Kevin's like, yeah, you're dyslexic, so let's not fucking. And Brittany was like, oh, genuinely shocked and upset.
That he called.
I mean, she was laughing, but she was like,
that's who did he call dyslexic?
Mara. He discounted.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then she cannot have my seed. Sorry. I won't be planting anything in there. Sorry, bro.
That's genuinely pretty funny. No, that's pretty funny.
I realized it was a PA as soon as it left my mouth. That's not like, I see.
It's one of those things that's not a PA, but it's one of those things that should be.
To anybody else, that should be a PA.
Yeah, to me, it's genuinely funny. But thanks. We have a very medieval. True. We have a very medieval kind of philosophy to the women in our family.
Yes.
They're just for our personal gain and advantage. Yes. So it's like,
I need to raise mine up.
That would be a huge. Right now,
we got to pick it up. I'm telling you. My stonks are down, dude.
That was the currency in ancient Ireland, which is women.
Yeah.
Pretty sick, dude.
We got a real.
It was just women.
We got inflation.
You were just women were like mining bitcoins. You just had daughters. You're like, sweet, I got a bitcoin. Yeah. You were just fucking.
Bitchcoin.
Yeah, bitchcoin.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then you had bitchcoins, and then a dude had his own honor price. So you would just tell people, you're like, if you piss me off, it's going to cost you 5 chicks and 5 cows. And someone's like, that's too high of a fucking honor price. And they would fuck you up. And if they won, you had to drop your honor price. So like a lord had like, I think it was the standard thing was like 7 women, 7 cows and like, you know, however many ounces of silver. As a peasant, if you could like kill his brother and be like, all right, dude, what's your honor price? 1 cow. Here you go. Shut the fuck up. And if they complained, you would just kill them. Like, fuck off. Dude, ancient Ireland was fucking crazy.
We need some prima nocta. We need to bring that back.
Prima nocta?
That's why I'm coming to your wedding.
You serious, dude? Now you're firing me up.
I'm sorry.
You're lucky I know what that is, dude. Matt, I could have been like, yeah, well, it's cool.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Yeah, prima nocta was pretty.
Oh, we do have prima nocta over you two.
Oh, 100%.
Me and Matthew both have. We have prima nocta. We're going to. 3-way prima nocta.
For sure. If you get married, we're going to fuck you on your wedding night.
Fuck you on your wedding night. We have gay prima nocta. I wonder if that existed. That'd be pretty tight.
Oh, dude, for
just
sure.
Just an English lord was like, who's getting married? Bring him to me.
Oh, for sure.
Just plowed him.
Dude, 100%.
Just deflowered every man on their wedding night.
I'm still digging into the debt book, and they go back through ancient Rome and Greece and how, like, that was pretty much the deal. You would, There were just people, if you got captured in war, people were going to fuck you in the butt.
Yeah.
And then you could slowly start to get your way out of being like a slave, but then they would still like sell their ass. And it was one of those things where it was like, basically in Rome, it was like you could fuck dudes in the ass, but if you got fucked, they were like, loser, loser. It was kind of one of those things where like,
I think
peasant.
That like is like Afghanistan.
It was for poor people.
I think that holds up in a lot of countries.
It was trashy to get fucked in the butt. Oh yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's uncouth.
It was one of those things where like,
yeah,
it's probably out there getting fucked in the ass. There was like 4 jobs.
Imagine
so.
If you could totally disassociate, like mm-hmm. what was going on, take one in the butt
mm-hmm.
through no, like zero. It had no effect on you. Like you weren't like this sucks. You could just go around take stuff in the ass and then gain money. You could get coins whenever you wanted.
True.
You'd be like somebody just tossed one in me.
I would say yes. You could get came inside of, but there was no Astroglide back then, so it was like. You know, it would just be like lamp oil.
I bet there was. Yeah, I bet they had something.
They probably did have some stuff.
I mean, think of what you would do as like a young lad. What you would go for lube.
True.
They were just doing that.
No, you're right. They had olive oil.
They had stuff.
They had olive oil. They'd drizzle. They'd drizzle a little
loogies.
Bit. Loogies. Some loogies.
Some guy's loogies.
But dude, they...
Jar loogies.
Oh, just spitting.
Break it out. Just
spitting right up your fucking...
Right in your keister.
Just like your livelihood butthole. That was your fucking hammer, dude. They were just fucking you're fucking cleaning that thing out every day. Dude, I'm telling you, that was life or death.
What, taking in the
like
keys?
Dude's butthole. Like a young Greek boy would come. A lot of Greeks would come to Rome to gain citizenship. So you could sell yourself into slavery, then have one of your affluent friends buy you out of it. But, dude, like the guy could come. If you were there for like, you know, say like the dude got like a, like his donkey's leg got broken.
Yeah.
Your master could be like, I'm going to fuck you in the ass. Like, no, it's just a misunderstanding. I'm rich. I swear I'm rich. And they'd be like, there's no recourse.
Sure.
Like, I'm going to fucking kill. They could kill you, fuck you in the ass. But a lot of times, they would, it was like a citizenship.
You should do a history podcast.
Dude, I'm
just the history of getting fucked in the ass.
I'm just ancient history. I'm strictly ancient history, dude. Dude, they got into the idea of free peasantry. That's what that we're right now. The people are going to Democracy Republic. We're in a free peasantry system. They figured out around the actual age. I mean, dude, please stop me if I'm getting too technical. But around the actual age, about 800 BC to 600 AD, they started.
You got some. You're in my ass right now. I'm just like, oh, I can do it for a couple coins. I can let this guy butt fuck me. Go ahead.
But the bunch of places all at once kind of figured out, because really it would, like, you know, say like we're a feudal society, we're obviously the lords, these are our vassals.
I looked over, he's sitting there, he's like
so we're lords, or say you're the lord, I'm your vassal, and then I vassal out. Well, just
wait, wait, let's go.
Well, there was no equality. There's,
I'm Robert, you're the
true, but exactly, but there's no, it was very, it was hierarchical. All, dude, feelings aside, I just care about getting accurate to the historical portrayal.
Okay.
So it has to be.
I'm Robert, you're Ned.
Fair enough.
Fair.
Still, it's a vassal relationship.
And this is the Hound and the Mountain.
Yeah, but
two brothers.
I want to break them down to peasants, right, so we can go
they all are peasants.
So we could say, disgusting. Yeah, the mayor could be perhaps Little Tooth. And then Noah, maybe a peasant. Again, this has nothing to do with you sending me mean texts. It could be anyone. Could be the thing.
Yes. No, you're clearly a peasant.
So they figured, so like, we would just dominate each other all day long. And then the military was for like noble born. So like the noble borns would go out and be like, let's go conquer. And they'd be like, yeah. And like, you know, fight people and all that stuff. And then they figured out, they're like, all right, if we give the peasants a little bit of land and then give them coins and say like, hey, this is money. Come bring us money. You know, I think I talked about this before. Just bring us a little bit of money. It's called taxes. Otherwise, we'll fucking kill you. So then you're working the farm, and they're like, hey, the farm's kind of falling behind. You had a bad crop. Let's get some of those boys going into the army. We'll give you some money. So then they figured out they had a free peasantry. They would take the farmer's sons and put them into war, and let basically the poor people go start doing their conquering for them. And it worked out awesome. But the problem was, in order to conquer, you need more money. So then they would go get mines. They would take people over, get slaves to mine more money so they can get more soldiers. And the whole thing kind of went on and on and on. But pretty sick. So that's how we live in a free peasantry right now. So you free your peasants, but then you draft all of the children, and you make it like hard for them to kind of get ahead, but you offer like make sure the military is like a significant amount of money, just enough, and you just constantly just keep milling people over. That's why you can't let people get too affluent, because the military enlistment falls off. So, dude, they like have documents saying all this stuff. There was India, Rome, Greece. Dude, Greece was fucking hilarious too, because in Greece they didn't do like when money first came out, Greeks, they didn't, you had a farm. So you're like, you saw money and the commerce was for kind of peasants. You're like, ew, dude. And all as an affluent Greek, you just trained for the Olympics. So you just like try to get, you would stay on your farm. Yeah, like
eat, you got naked wrestle.
Yeah. You naked wrestle. And then you would just fuck boys. Like that was a big rite of passage.
So if it was
you
were, guy, it was a paradise.
It was guy heaven.
So you
would wrestle, train, argue philosophically, and then be like, let's get one. I like that boy. I'm going to train him. And you would like give this boy everything you know.
That's like how I approached open mic comedy.
I was like,
I like that boy. I brought in the young Mexer and I plowed him.
For sure.
For spots. I sunk my dong into him deep.
Had to, dude. And then that would be, that gets into another thing too of, it's called homosexual reproduction. So there's like, you can reproduce with a woman, but your offspring, your biological offspring is going to be half that woman. If you want a pure son, you have a young boy in a homosexual relationship, and you download your entire spirit into that person. And then that's another part of your legacy that's more truly
you. Did you tell Bill this?
No, I haven't told
him. That was like a tip he was on.
Really?
He was like, I mean, it doesn't have to be. He was like, it would be cooler if guys could just marry other guys and reproduce with guys. He said that.
It's tough staying in the closet when you're autistic, dude.
Yeah, but and it's funny too because he's like autistic gay. He's like, he's not doing it because he's sexually attracted. He's like, because I like being around guys
for
more.
For sure,
it'd be cooler if we could just be around each other. And then just have like you find another. I think his explanation. This is war mode. Listen to it.
Yeah,
he's talking about you got to find other guys that you get along with. Like you and me are pals.
Sure,
you and me could have a son.
True.
An elite son combined. Autistic and drunk.
Damn. That's a sick idea.
Unstoppable for, yeah.
Now he sold me.
I figured.
So you can have
like autistically sound.
You can have a traditional monogamous heterosexual marriage.
Where you both have, you have a
son. But then two dudes could squat up in like a different type of arrangement. Yes. That'd be pretty tight.
Two straight guys could adopt a kid.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. And then they just go back and forth between households.
You can just chuck and Larry a kid.
That's awesome.
You know, we could fake be gay, get married, and adopt a child.
Well, I don't understand why, you know, I mean, I don't understand why.
I don't know if you'd have to be
married. Why do you have to be gay to adopt a child? I think that's unfair. I think as a heterosexual, we should be able to have our heterosexual Christian households and then adopt a son together as an we would be the, we that person's start guardian a, and yeah. have joint custody almost.
We start basically a barracks. You and me could move in together.
Yeah.
Kill your parents.
For sure.
100%. Take the compound.
Yeah, I got to take that over for sure.
You have to poison
it's
the
for
well.
For the good of the boy.
Poison the well over there.
I could, literally.
Put a goat's head in the well. I'll supply it. Yeah. Get a goat's head, put it in the well.
That'll render them. My sister financially insolvent. Uh-huh. That way you could swoop in there. Perfect.
She can live.
Well, that's keep what I'm saying, her. But she yes. would be very dependent.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, she works, but yeah.
Nothing compared to the coinage we're going to be stacking with all these boys.
We need to start a mint. That's the thing. We got to start making our own coins. That was the big thing. Yeah. You start a mint. You would just go in, extract metals, and then do currency, and then have those people you paid to go take other metals from other people, make currency, get more soldiers, get more slaves.
So once we've taken out your parents,
yeah,
and yeah, rendered everyone pretty weak,
yeah,
through whatever disease the goat's head will inflict.
Maybe I can do a bit of an ergot.
Just put
infection.
The goat's head in the pool. Yeah. I don't think it'll keep them out.
That wouldn't affect.
They won't notice.
Yeah, that's
not going to stop the cannonballs. That'd be tossed and the jackknife.
Yeah, that would just be tossed back and forth like a pool volleyball.
Then we set up a barracks. We start adopting kids. Bring them in, train them up, get them jacked.
True.
Get them supple.
Yep.
Have our way with them if need be.
If need be, obviously
not out of anything other than
Greek philosophy.
Greek philosophy, respecting Western thought.
Yeah, I just don't want democracy to die. So.
Yes, so obviously we're going to have sex with the kids we've adopted.
Just so they totally understand our lessons.
Yes.
100%.
You got to hammer it home.
100%, yeah.
And then I don't know where to go from there. That's probably as far as the plan goes.
I mean, I think that's what the allegory of the cave was about. Just a guy like 69ing, like, can you, if a hairy butthole is in front of your face as you suck your master's dick, can you really see what's happening, dude?
I can't believe people think this podcast sucks.
Are you kidding me? Come on.
It's just you and me sitting there like, we should fuck kids. No, we would never. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, dude, that could have been the downfall of Greece, man.
They got too butt friendly.
The lower classes were like
they got real butt
enterprising,
hungry.
Yeah, enterprising and doing things, and the elites were like, that's disgusting.
Yeah,
and just like sat around, kicked some ideas around, and then the Romans fucking came through.
My headache's going away. You charmed it out of me.
Ancient history, dude.
That's all I needed. I've been working on where are we at time wise.
54 minutes.
Perfect.
I'm working on a
hard dude
on a hardcore history.
I'm excited.
It's coming, but I listened to. I don't want to give it away. This will give the topic away for sure. But I've been listening to this book on tape that I thought was the book on the Civil War. It's called Killer Angels.
Yeah.
It's the movie Gettysburg is based off of it, and since I was a McCusker about that movie when I grew up.
Yeah.
I was fully McCusker watching this movie. I watched it every fucking day. And so now I know the dialogue. They took it from the book. So I'm listening to this book and I just know I can see every scene.
Damn,
so
you're watching the movie?
I'm watching the movie while listening to the audiobook at night. It's pretty tight.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
But it's fiction. I didn't know the book was fiction.
What?
It's supposed to be like the definitive Civil War novel. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's a novel. But
yeah,
it's a fucking fiction. It's like first person from every character, from every like historical figure. It's just made up.
You think? You think they're it like, was supplemented by facts?
This is what they would say. Yeah, it definitely was.
Oh, but yeah,
absolutely.
Of
was.
Course, they're gonna throw.
But
in,
it's
yeah,
still
throw
like
the dialogue.
But it's almost. It reads like a script. Like it reads like. I don't know, but then they just made everybody so like back then you would speak like romantically.
Probably.
You'd be like, yeah, that was like how they talked back then. They're like, oh, my old brother.
Yeah.
It's good to see you, Pete.
Dude, that like, was back.
Oh, we really licked them over there. We gave them hell, didn't we? Yeah, you certainly did. I can always trust on you, my old war horse, Pete. Like, and it was making me like, because that's how like you'd read. You, that's true. That's how they like. That's how they wrote. That's how they like. Think if in the future they look back at us and the way we talk, we're like, yo, like if they. So we're getting a hold of their like personal letters and their diaries and shit. So like their letters back and forth are like. Dearest Robert, oh dear friend, how I've missed you so. I think about you from time to time. Like stuff like that. If they found, and that's how we just assume they spoke because of their correspondence.
Yeah.
If they found our texts,
oh my God.
Like 100 years from now, they'd be like, it's so fucking Liddy right now, bro. Fuck you. What? Like, just, you know. Does that make
sense? It's going to be horrible. I've thought about the...
I wonder if their correspondence was a little different than how they spoke, is what I'm saying.
You think they strictly spoke in, like we don't speak ebonics like when they saw each other?
Yeah, like, Stonewall, my motherfucker, me.
No, they probably talked like that, dude.
I believe they did.
In the 15th century, there was a whole art of like making a sick facial expression the entire day of just being like. We talked about countenance before, dude. Just fucking, you would go to the town square. There was nothing to do at all. That was the other thing, too. They used to just, like, run out of money, and you'd be like, fuck, all that money's gone. And you would just sit there and be like.
Yeah, they got tricked. The same way my whole family did. Just a whole town would be like, ah, fuck, we're out of wheat. They took all the wheat.
Well, that was originally money was for the upper class, and the way it trickled down to the lower class was because soldiers finally started looting. Once they made a lot of money, a soldier would conquer another, like, advanced army.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, shitty guys would get, like, sweet, we have money, and just spend it on bullshit. And then that's how, like, they said the money started to circulate to the population. Wasn't supposed to get to the lower class. Soldiers just buy hookers and like beef jerky, and everyone's like, "Dude, we're fucking. Yeah. These are our two main exports."
That was a medieval rest stop. Most towns is just like, "Here's a Slim Jim and a hand job. Fucking get back out there, do what you got to do. Just cutting heads off of barbarians."
Oh yeah,
but yeah, the Civil War. That's what it's going to be
for sure. Dude.
That's what the history podcast will be.
So it'll just be people like my dearest
John. Oh, boy, how I've missed you so.
Oh, so fucking
There was man. Two guys that, like, loved each other. And
that's
it's
the best.
Two guys that were, like, best friends. They're, like, through our lens, clearly gay dudes.
Do you think so?
Winfield Scott and Armstead.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them charged the other one at Pickett's charge. What? So towards the end of the battle. And, yes, they're like, oh, God, they've killed old Winfield. Like, it's just so... They're like, I think he's over the hill there, Jeb. Could I go speak to him, please? It's like, sure.
Yes.
Talk to your old pal.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, two dudes be like, I've missed you. I've thought about you. Oh, just two dudes that were gay. Clearly gay. Like, I love you.
Someone who was telling me this, I forget who it was. They were saying that they've studied, like, some of the muskets in the, I think, Revolutionary War. And they said a lot of the people didn't want to, a lot of people fake shot. And, like, they would just overstuff them and, like, keep just putting bullets on bullets on
bullets.
That's
in a movie.
Was that what it was?
I think it's in Gettysburg.
Was it? There's people who just were like, I don't want to shoot this guy.
I think there's a character, this Irish guy, who turns out was totally made up. Spent my whole life thinking there was an Irish guy in the 20th Maine that ruled.
Fake.
Fake news.
Sucks.
Yeah, he's like, they just keep loading, Colonel. They never fire a shot. Yeah. I think I heard it in that. I know it's
something.
Yeah,
someone was saying
it could be a real fact.
They studied the guns, and there were people who were just like, nah.
I don't want to give away too much, but Civil War rules,
dude. I'm fucking.
I'm fully McCuskered for the Civil War.
Yes, dude. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'll do it. I think I might maybe get the Spud Man in for an episode. I don't know how to do it. Should I do it by myself? Because that'll be crazy. I tried to record an episode. It's crazy.
Recording stuff audio by yourself is...
It's crazy. I have an episode that's...
You'll get used to it.
Every minute.
You would get used to it.
Every minute stops by me being like, what the fuck?
Which would be very
It would
funny.
Be funny.
Yeah.
And I've kept it. I kept the one. I was like, this is the West. What the fuck am I calling it that for? Like, just like... Like, so we're going to get into that. I'm like, why the fuck would I ever say that?
I would just do both. I would have people... It always is nice, too, to bounce stuff off of people. I'm very much looking forward to you and Spud talking Civil War, dude.
Spud's
That's gonna be
fired up about Stonewall Jackson right now.
Yeah,
that would be
and
tight.
He's, dude, when you give him an audiobook, dude, again, I think a lot of our fucking autistic
he's
pixie dust is around... He swears he's not autistic.
I don't think he's autistic. I think he's just crazy.
Yeah.
So I think Spud Dog's just wild.
I think he has like Vincent Van Gogh head or something.
Yeah.
He has just like... He must have like constant tinnitus. He's a tortured artist, dude.
I texted him to apologize about the... Like, I was just kidding. And he was like, thank God. But I couldn't tell if he was...
No, I think he genuinely...
Fucking with me or was like... I'm relieved because that was something I was worried about, that you thought I was talking... I don't know.
He probably thought you were fucking throwing him under the bus, dude.
I would never.
Yeah. I don't think... I know you wouldn't, too.
I have nothing but love and respect for the Spud Man.
Yeah, I think he just thought, his old pal, Shane.
Oh, do you think old Winfield's over there on
Dear
the other
Shane,
side?
Dear Shane, your last Dear podcast cut me to the core.
I've been stricken down with the melancholy. I've seen brighter days, friend.
I don't know what that was. Your Cladis electric correspondence cut me down.
Damn it.
But, yeah, I think
you most should... of my research has been playing Civil War video games.
That counts.
It's the only way to research properly.
It counts, dude.
I got to put myself in the mind of the generals and be like, what would I do?
Oh, dude, I'm for real, seriously. So what you should do is do the audio and then overlay it on you playing the paddle in the game. That would be pretty tight. I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, true. I would want a video aspect of it.
That would be... If you did a thing over fucking like an Age of Empires Civil War game, that would be the funniest. Even if it was just totally unrelated of you just moving pieces. That would be so funny. All right,
I'll toss some of that in.
That would be so fucking funny. Nice. But yeah, I think you should do it.
Video game, dude. There's a computer game I must get. And in order for me to get it, I would have to buy a desktop that's like super powerful.
Yeah.
And set up like monitor. I would have to set up a gaming station.
Dude.
For one game.
Become great, dude.
I could become the most elite. But it's called War of Rights.
Yeah.
It fucking rules.
Yeah.
All right. You play as one soldier. It's multiplayer. Mm-hmm. Civil War. But you play have as to one like.
Soldier?
You play as a guy. But you have to like. Dudes like do their role.
Yeah.
Like you stand in a line and walk, and then somebody's like, aim, fire. And then like you all march around together.
What?
There's guys that like just hold the wheel of a cannon, and someone's like, all right, two to the left, and you just sit there.
What? Aim.
You got to see it.
It's full of
I'm going to show you War of Rights.
Please do.
I got to get in on this.
You might
it's
have
just to... nerds that are willing to simulate a battle.
Fuck.
Like nobody's yelling the N word.